everyone. Welcome to the Empowered Living with Anne O'Brien podcast. I'm your host, Anne O'Brien, and for the next 33 minutes, you'll hear dialogue on how to find your version of empowered living when it comes to love, money, sex, health, career, and more. I'll be sharing interviews with amazing experts in these areas, and I'll guide you in meditations and creative practices you can take into your life. If you enjoy this podcast, please subscribe, rate, and review it, and go to anneobrienliving.com to sign up for lots more resources, including free meditations, videos, special offers, and events. Now, here we go. I've always been a really big nature lover. Even as a kid, I remember other people were watching TV and I would want to sit out in the backyard and sit under a tree and write poetry. And when they started to build condominiums in the neighborhood, in the woods, in the neighborhood where I lived, I wrote a story from the perspective of a tree and how sad they were. And, you know, it was just really, really deep for me. I would go on vacation to my grandparents' house in New Hampshire and sitting out by a lake on the rocks. And I remember just blissing out in the woods. And I got into flower essences once I started to learn energy healing. And into my 20s and 30s, I worked with flower essences and I used them with clients. And I learned how to use Mother Nature and the properties of Mother Nature to actually heal ourselves. So this has always been an interest of mine. And today's topic is about essential oils. I've always had essential oils too, you know, as a young woman, and maybe even, you know, as a kid, I don't even remember, but it feels like I've always had some essential oils lying around somewhere, maybe from the health food store, you know, years ago. I didn't really know how to use them, but I would pick them up because they smelled good and it was nice to kind of rub them on, you know, your body or whatever. So fast forward, you know, it took a little while for me to learn really all the amazing benefits of the essential oils. And that's what today's podcast is about, to really educate you on how incredible these oils are. I knew, you know, once I started to study the flower essences, I started to get, okay, these plants are more than something beautiful. They're more than something even that makes us feel good. There's this thing called the doctrine of signatures, which says that every plant's healing quality can be seen in the characteristics of the plant. And so if you think about it, if you're familiar at all with like the nettle plant, it's a very hardy plant. It's seen as a weed, actually. And it's used herbally to strengthen our life force. And you think about it, it's such a strong, sturdy plant, and it provides us with those qualities when we take it internally. If you think about the sunflower, you know, the sunflower is one of my favorite flower essences. And if you look at a sunflower, if you picture a sunflower, you realize, wow, it's like so bright. It's such like the shining light, right? It just shines and it stands tall. And that flower essence, if you take that essence, is about finding your true purpose and finding your true confidence with the most natural quality about it. So it's to overcome somebody who's too arrogant, it's to overcome arrogance, as well as if somebody's too humble or disconnected from their truth. It helps you stand in your power and stand in your light and connect to something larger than yourself, which is represented by the sun, that the sunflower continuously turns in the sky. If you've ever watched a sunflower across, you know, during a day's time, it will actually turn its head, the petals of the flower, and the what do you call the middle part of the flower? I'm not into the flower essences now so much. I can't remember. I'm not a botanist, but it will turn. The whole head of the flower will turn towards the sun. It's pretty amazing. And that's about, you know, continuing to stay true to your purpose and something larger than yourself. So I started to get into essential oils when I heard a friend speak about them. I want to say this is about 7-8 years ago. A friend of mine started working a lot with the Young Living essential oils, which were very popular around that time. And a lot of people I know started to use them. And I got interested because they not only had single oils that you would think of, like lavender or orange or spruce or things that we think, oh, these things smell good, but they had combinations like things called joy, and a combination called transformation. And that's the one I was given, my friend recommended, because I was going through a divorce. She's like, oh, transformation, right? And purification is another good one. that they had like already blended for you. So it was like, okay, so these things aren't just nice to smell. There's more going on here. So I use a purification one, for example. If I would stay in a hotel, I would put a couple drops of it on a cotton ball and I would stick it in the vent in the air conditioner in the hotel. And it would actually purify the air in the room and detoxify the room. I did the same thing in my car. I remember having a cough and one winter, you know, in my lungs, there was something really stuck in my lungs. And so I had a holistic practitioner help me clear that cough up by adding some essential oils, and I would rotate them like peppermint, eucalyptus, and then the Joy combination was one I used actually. And I put it in steaming water and I inhaled it with a towel on my head and I did my own little steam for my lungs. And that's, I still use that when I have a cough or some congestion in my chest. It's pretty incredible. So I love also the vibration of the oils. They really, as you know, I'm sure if you've, you know, smelled essential oils, they really make you feel good. And I remember the woman who turned me on to them explained there were even studies about this showing the frequency of the oils and, like, you know, measuring by hertz. And the oils actually vibrate much higher than most substances, and it depended on the oil how high the vibration was. So, for example, rose oil, if I recall correctly, was the highest vibration oil there was. And if you think about it, what does rose make you feel, or what do you think about when you think about rose? Usually it's about love, you know, unconditional love, and that's a very high frequency. It's like, you know, more powerful than anything, they say, is the vibration of love. And then on the lowest end of the spectrum, the lowest frequency thing that she named was canned food, which had a frequency of zero. And if you think about moving on up into, like, you know, foods that have like high antioxidant power, they had higher frequency, like, you know, fresh blueberries had a higher frequency than, you know, meat, but that had a higher frequency than canned food, for example. So it was kind of fun to look at. And then there's the spiritual quality of the oils, like the frankincense I remember using, and I still use it for meditation before I do a reading for a client, before I do it, you know, if I do a ritual or a ceremony or a prayer for something or someone, I might use that oil. I started putting the oils on my feet before bed, so you can use that to clear up a cold, you can do that to help you sleep better, you can put the oils on your feet or different places on your body to balance the nervous system, to balance the spine. You can put them in the bath. And my husband and I started to do treatments recently for each other where we'll drop oils along the spine. There's something called the raindrop technique, which you could look up, and you can put specific oils along the spine for healing and balancing the nervous system and boosting the immune system and so on. And you put the oils on, then you put the hot washcloths on top, and oh, so nice. You just rest there and you allow the oils to work. So bringing this forward to our interview that you're about to hear, our guest expert today has many holistic certifications, and she was practicing as an acupuncturist when she discovered how much more quickly her patients healed when she used the essential oils, with or without the acupuncture needles. So she and her husband work with the doTERRA oils, which is another really high quality line of essential oils, and they emphasize scientific research on their benefits. So just as we've had a lot of research on drugs and, you know, medical benefits of certain drugs and treatment methods, these oils are also starting to be researched, and I look forward to a world where this is common knowledge and commonly accepted, that these oils are validated just as medical drugs have been validated. So they are not just a woo-woo thing, they are not just perfume, and I encourage you to listen in as we talk about their power in healing addictions and boosting mood and supporting weight loss and much, much more. So following our interview, you're also going to get a meditation to connect you with Mother Nature and perhaps connect to a specific plant or oil that could benefit you. So a little fun, a little play at the end. Enjoy. This is Ann O'Brien from annobrienliving.com, and I am here with Dana Schwartz. We're going to be talking today about the benefits of essential oils, and I am so excited to share this with you. I'll tell you a little bit about Dana. Dana Schwartz is a California state licensed acupuncturist, herbalist, massage therapist, and essential oil educator. While she comes from a family of allopathic medical doctors, Dana decided to investigate medicine that is connected in its roots to nature's wisdom, with science as its ally.
Dana studied acupuncture and traditional Chinese medicine at Emperor's College of Oriental Medicine in Santa Monica and received certifications in both therapeutic massage and yoga. Dana believes in the importance of integrative medicine and is happy to be a part of this newly emerging and accepted medical field. So Dana, hello, how are you today?
I'm wonderful, hello.
Dana, tell us a little bit about essential oils and what they are and how they work in the body.
Sure, so essential oils have been around for so long, and it seems like in this moment, there's like a spotlight on them. But like you said, you've been using them for so long, and they've been in my family, you know, generations back. So they're natural. They come from the natural world. So they work in our bodies very synergistically. We have this very synergistic relationship as human beings with plants. And so the plants come into our system, and our system just receives that energy in a very easy way and can use what it needs to help support the body and what the body is already doing on one level. And then on the other level, if something in that chemistry isn't really needed in the body at that moment, our body can gently wash it out. It's very easy for our body to process.
Interesting. Well, let's jump into some stories, perhaps, of their healing properties. Maybe you have some stories from your own life or from a patient you worked with. How do essential oils get used as medicines?
So I'll start with a more personal story. I think we always have these more personal inside stories. And for me, studying in the healing arts, I've always tried to bring any of the remedies that I've learned to my mother, because my mother has always suffered with some mood disorders of depression and lower energies and isolation. And so I've always Chinese medicine, given her acupuncture and herbs, which have helped. But I'm not always there. And it's different coming from your daughter who loves you than having to get yourself out of the home into someone's office. So when I gave her some different prescriptions with the oils, she just had such a powerful effect into her mind and her mood and her energy levels and her perception on the world. It was very powerful. And she was able to reach for it herself and do it for herself throughout the day. And it really made the significant difference. And this is for someone who her whole life was, oh, well, it doesn't work for me. You know, those stories.
Oh, yeah. Those tough cases. I've worked
yes.
with those.
So, that works for her. That works for her. But this was like it worked for her because she could wear them like perfume. It was very easy for her to take in.
Yeah.
So that for mood disorders or any kind of anxiousness or depressive feelings, I've had tremendous success. So after it helped my mom, I took it into my practice.
Yeah.
And started working with my patients that way and using certain oils on certain acupuncture points like I had been trained in school with. So it wasn't something new. But when I started to use a higher quality oil in this way and thinking about point prescriptions with oils and how they can impact the psycho-emotional state of someone, things started to really take another level. And I started to really empower my patients to take home just a bottle of perhaps wild orange or citrus oil and work with it for a week in between our sessions. So emotions and any kind of suffering that we can get stuck in, oils can help us break those moments and break free of them. So I have several different stories like that.
Can you share what are some of the oils for anybody's listening who's, I mean, I know it's individual, but can you share which oils are generally good for somebody who's suffering from depression or anxiety or moodiness?
So all of the citrus oils are great for that, and you can play around with them. So wild orange actually is incredible for even panic. So most people think of lavender because lavender is very calming and soothing. But sometimes when we have panic, it's actually this disconnection from joy.
Totally.
So any of the citrus oils, and those are really easy to think of because you can lemon, bergamot, lime, wild orange, or tangerine is a really lovely citrus oil. I mean, even the florals that accompany them, like neroli, is a really wonderful one.
Yeah. I feel the upliftment for sure when I smell orange. It's like hard to be in a bad mood.
Yeah, it is. And then you can also think about any of the florals, right? Because if you think of a plant and you think of its body and the flower being like the head, so any of the florals, geranium or ylang-ylang, even though some of the geranium is made from the leaves, it still has that flowery scent, like rose or jasmine also. Those are great ones to help with the mind and our mindset and mood.
Nice. And what would be an example of how one would take them? Let's say it's a day-to-day occurrence. I mean, how often, how would you take them?
Well, one of the greatest ways to ensure that you're getting the oil through the air all the time is using a diffuser. So if somebody that I'm working with has any kind of mood problems where they're just really focusing on waking up feeling bright about the day, you know, sometimes when we have depression, the morning is the hardest time. So having a diffuser ready to go in the morning with some water and a couple of drops of lemon or wild orange or a blend of the citruses, hitting start on that right away, like some people hit start on their coffee machine.
Most people, yeah.
It's a really great way to start the day. And additionally, then they can put a drop in their hand, take a few deep personal breaths there. Because also, as you know, taking a few deep breaths is healing in itself. You know,
totally.
And then also perhaps applying a few drops on different parts of the body, like behind the ears is a really good place. On the lower abdomen is a nourishing place, or like you said before, perhaps on the bottoms of the feet.
Cool. I love the diffuser. We have one and we've used it, like our neighbors smoke cigarettes, so sometimes we've smelled it coming in the windows and it's like, okay. So I've researched which oils get rid of the cigarette smoke out of the air and stuff like that. It's pretty cool.
Oh, that's great. What oils do you use for that?
If I remember correctly, it was orange, eucalyptus, lavender. I think there was one other one. It was more like a year ago that I was doing it a lot.
Well, that smells good.
Yeah. And I've also heard of like using the oils to clear bacteria out of the air. Like if you're going to go to a hotel room, you can put something in the vent, like an oil on a cotton ball to deodorize the room, that kind of thing.
Absolutely. Yeah, I used to do that, but now I don't travel without my diffuser.
Oh, yeah.
And it's the first thing I do when I get into a hotel room. You know, I used to like throw drops in the corners of the room or, you know, clear the space. But now I feel when I plug that diffuser in, it just does the work for me.
Better, yeah. Yeah, that's a great investment. So what else in terms of maybe some health conditions that the oils work with?
So honestly, you can really think of anything, but some of the more powerful stories that I've witnessed are people who are dealing with addictions. Using essential oils is a great tool. Also for weight loss, for that kind of last part of the weight loss, especially usually that 10 to 15 extra pounds when someone's lost weight, those are the ones that are really hard to lose. And that's because our body is doing something generally. Our body will protect the organs from different toxic materials getting deep into the organs and placing the toxins in fat tissue.
Totally.
So what essential oils do is they help break that down and pull the toxins out.
And they can pull them out in a safe way?
In a very safe way. Yep. You bind with them and pull that out. And so it can help lose those additional last bit of pounds.
Wow. And what are some of the best oils for that? Because I know a lot of people would benefit from that information.
Again, citrus oils. I mean, I had no idea that's what we were going to be talking about today. But yes, citrus oils are great at that. Grapefruit is really great at that. And also cinnamon is a really good one. Cinnamon helps also curb any kind of sugar cravings and also helps pull. And peppermint as well is a good one. Peppermint's really helpful for the digestion. And those, when they're used together, is a really great chemistry together, those three, the cinnamon, grapefruit, and peppermint.
That sounds potent.
Yes, it's very potent. But when you're working in this, is you can put topical or take internal if you're using a pure essential oil that has internal use. One of the ways you can tell if oils can be used internally is that they should have supplement facts on their label. So if an oil does not have a supplement fact on the label, it is not for internal use.
Good to know. Wow, that's great. And you mentioned addictions. What are some of the oils that work with addictions and how do they help?
So the addiction most specifically that I've worked with is quitting smoking. And black pepper has a really magical way of working with people who want to quit smoking. And you probably know this, as most people do, that this is one of the hardest things to quit. And working with black pepper, taking your thumb on the top of an internal one that is okay and putting it on the roof of the mouth anytime the craving occurs to smoke, I've seen, I think I can say, at least in the last year, 5 people who have used black pepper in this way. So that's a lot.
Wow, I got goosebumps.
But what I will say about it is that it's not just the black pepper, it's the commitment of the person working with the black pepper and really working to overcome that addiction.
Wow, I believe that. And why does the black pepper work in that way?
You know, I'm not sure. It's just one of the things that it is. It must be in its chemistry.
Yeah, yeah.
But it doesn't taste like black pepper like you would imagine black pepper to taste from if you're on the table, that kind of black pepper.
Yeah.
But the emotional and energetic quality of it is called the oil of unmasking. So generally when there's an addiction, there's a hiding.
Yes.
So perhaps its energetic qualities are working also with the spice of it.
Whoa, so it's not allowing that hiding energy to happen, and therefore it's not allowing the addiction to happen.
Right, so they're dealing with the repressed emotions, because generally addictions are covering up something painful that we're not ready to deal with.
Amazing, wow. And the oils, would you say, are without side effects?
Yeah, the oils do not have side effects. Because they're not synthetic, they really pass through our system if we're not using them without any harm, without any disconnect, without any disturbance. But they do have side benefits because we might be using something like lavender, for example, to calm or soothe. But lavender has also a lot of antihistamine qualities to it. It can act like an antihistamine.
Wow.
So you may be using it to calm your nervous system, but also be clearing away any maybe minor seasonal allergies or anything like that.
Great. Wow. Oh, I love it. Well, thank you so much. I want to give everyone your information, and you work with people on Skype or Zoom or somehow you can work with people.
Yeah. I do.
Tell us about that and how to get a hold of you.
Okay. So I offer something called health mapping with essential oils and also different tools for my belt, food as medicine, and different ways that I can really offer through the internet through something called Zoom, which is like exactly like Skype, but then we can also share screen so I can teach and show more of the different offerings that I can give them and help people and support them. And the health mapping is something that we do over time. So first we meet and we do a medical history, and I really investigate different things that might be affecting what the current goal or perhaps health problem that someone's dealing with. And then we'll check in depending on what it is, perhaps in a week, perhaps in 3 weeks, perhaps in a month. And we'll check in 3 or 4 times depending on what's going on with them.
Great. And so you recommend oils, I'm assuming, along the way?
So I teach a lot about how to use oils and what oils might be useful for that situation. And if oils aren't the right remedy, then I also have a very vast resource of other practitioners that work. I dip my toe in functional medicine, so I work in partnership with a few functional medicine practitioners so that a lot of work can now be done from the comfort of your own home. It's really wonderful.
Awesome. And what is your website? How can people reach you?
It's Corazon Healing Arts, Corazon healingarts.com.
Great. Great. All right. Thank you so much, Dana. I'm so glad that you're doing what you're doing, and the world is becoming more open to all this stuff. And yeah, I really believe in the benefits of these remedies. So thank you.
Oh, thank you, Anne. Thank you for bringing the information and education to the people.
Yay. Have a beautiful day, everyone.
Thank you. You too.
this meditation that I am about to lead is to connect you with Mother Nature and to guide you in really feeling the healing energy of Mother Earth. So no matter where you are, if you're at the top of a building in New York City or whether you are, you know, in the most remote location, if you're sitting with your butt on the earth right now, it doesn't matter. You will get a connection and you will be able to feel this if you just decide to, because Mother Earth is all around us, and there's always gravity working for us, etc. So I encourage you to find a place to sit down. I'm going to encourage you to sit down today. Sometimes we stand, sometimes we lie down. I think sitting makes sense for today. And find a place to sit where you can put your feet flat on the floor and sit with your spine upright. So if you need to prop pillows behind your back, you might sit on a couch or a chair. Get comfortable, but have your feet on the floor, because that will allow you to connect through your feet, through your legs, into the earth's energy. And I think that'll make sense, and you'll feel that as we go. So once you get your spot, you can close your eyes, turn off your phone, other than, you know, listening to this podcast, if that's how you're listening, just turn off the distractions. Give yourself this 10 minutes to really give to yourself. Start to notice your breathing. As you breathe out, your belly moves in towards the spine, getting empty. And then pushing your belly out, filling the belly and then the diaphragm and then the heart, chest, and lungs with breath. Pausing at the top briefly and then allowing the breath back out. So you're not efforting, you're not forcing anything. You're just noticing the breath wants to go all the way out. You can get emptier maybe than you were, and then allow yourself to get fuller with breath. Really receiving. And as you exhale, think about softening your body. And see if you can relax any parts of your body that start to, you notice, maybe are tight. Maybe they've been tight all day or all year or all your life. But just see if you can get a little more relaxed than you were. Maybe it's your jaw or your face or your shoulders. Maybe you even want to relax your tongue, your stomach, your hands, feeling like you're melting a little bit. And then as you inhale, just let your belly just naturally expand with a breath. And then your whole body naturally starts to fill, even up to the top of the rib cage, upper back and side ribs, as well as the heart, chest, and lungs. Great. So the first thing we're going to do, because most of us are holding more energy than we need to be holding, maybe that's familiar. You may be holding stress from your day or your week or your life. You may be holding energy for other people, so maybe your family members, your spouse or partner, your friends, people that you don't even know. I mean, there's a lot of stress in the world right now, so just considering that you might be holding some energy that you don't need. Maybe it's a charge you have about something that happened 10 years ago and you're still holding on. Maybe, just maybe, you're ready to let a little bit of that go. Whatever it is, and you don't even have to know. So with this consideration that you may be holding more energy than you need, what I'd like you to do is imagine a tree trunk that starts to grow from your tailbone, from your hips. It grows into the center of Mother Earth, letting the tree be as wide as your hips, and just as you exhale, see the roots growing into the center of Mama Earth. And if this feels like a stretch or you feel like you have to kind of push it down, don't worry about that. Don't get into pushing and shoving it, but think about gravity. Think about, oh, not only am I sending this tree trunk down, but gravity is reaching up to pull it down, okay? So just, yeah, notice that you're being held, you're being supported, you're being anchored at every moment. So allow yourself to have a moment now where you just kind of go, ah, I can rest. I'm being held. Let your tree trunk get wide as your hips. And I'm yawning here. So yawning is a great sign that you're releasing energy, but you can just exhale. You can just decide or intend that you're going to start letting that stress that you're holding go down the tree trunk. So I like to think about like opening up a trap door at my pelvic floor and just opening the floodgates and allowing my body to soften on every exhale. I'm just going to let go of mom. I'm going to let go of dad. I'm going to let go of my husband, my daughter, my work, my clients, my community, rush hour traffic, like whatever, your family members, your money issues, your health problems, like whatever keeps you up at night. Just see if you can ground. Maybe there's some of that energy that's not yours. Maybe somebody else has an opinion that you're trying to process, or somebody else's emotions are stuck in you and you're trying to fix it for them and you don't even know. You think it's yours. Maybe you picked up on the people in the bank today and what they were thinking about their money, or maybe you picked up on the medical community. And, you know, given that this is a topic of healing with essential oils, I mean, maybe you've got some programming there. It says, no, you have to listen to the doctor. Just an example, of course. Doctors are sometimes, really helpful, but just to consider, oh, maybe I'm picking up some energy here that I don't need that's causing me stress. And again, you might have some stress from a long time ago, from your childhood, from 10 years ago, 5 years ago, 2 weeks ago. You don't maybe even remember it. But just consider, and you can ask your body, is there any place you're holding stress? Is there any place you're holding tension? And then let it drop. Good. And if you don't like the tree trunk, by the way, you can make this a waterfall from your hips. You can use an anchor and chain or a beam of light or, a pillar of stone, kind of whatever works for you. I just decide that whatever you're using is going to conduct energy, is going to carry the stress, carry the energy you don't need down, and it's going to be nice and wide and strong. It's going to anchor you and it's going to help you release. So whatever does that for you, it's completely individual. Whatever color it is, you decide. Most people like a tree or a waterfall, but you can get creative. I've taught this to kids who do ice cream cones and it works great for them. All right. So one more time, I'm just going to remind you that you don't have to do this and make this happen. Mother Earth is already doing it. Gravity is already doing it. You just have to allow it and settle. So I'm going to invite you to start to rub your feet on the floor. So as you rub your feet on the floor, and it's kind of easier without shoes, but you can do it in shoes too. Certain shoes are easier than others. So just rub your feet on the floor and you may start to notice there's a little tingle in the sole of each foot. There's a little energetic center there, actually, a little chakra, which is a Sanskrit term for a wheel of light. It's like an energetic wheel where you can start to pull in energy from the earth, like a spiral. Like there's this spiral energy coming up from the earth through your feet. I know it sounds a little out there, but you can probably feel it just by rubbing your feet on the floor. And just decide, okay, somewhere in the earth, there's some amazing healing energy. And I know you've been to a place like that, or you've at least seen pictures of a place that's like completely incredible, whether you love the ocean or mountains or a forest or what kind of scene really floats your boat. But just decide that I'm going to pull in really healing energy from deep down in the earth. A place where the earth is calm, a place where the earth is vibrant, a place where the earth is balanced, peaceful, whatever you need. And then notice, if you could imagine it, if you're closing your eyes and just in your mind's eye glance down at this energy that you're drawing in through each foot, and it's going to start to come up your legs. Just ask, what color is this energy from the earth? This healing, balanced, peaceful energy, if I'm drawing it up my legs, what color is it? And you can play with different colors until you get one that feels just right, like Goldilocks. And then allow it to go all the way up through your knees on either side, left and right, through your thighs, all the way into your hips, and then into the area by the tailbone, which we call, it's another chakra, another energy center, the first chakra, and then just flush through that first chakra and go down the grounding cord. So you're drawing this earth energy up from this amazing healing place, and you're going to draw it through the legs, all the way through to the hips, the pelvis, the tailbone, the root chakra, cleansing and allowing this earth energy to also assist you in clearing out energy. And this first chakra by the tailbone is your survival center. It's the place in your body and your energetic field where you process your feelings of safety, belonging, self-preservation, security. And whether you have, you know, specific things coming up for you in these areas, or whether you just maybe need a little help getting fully here and now in your body, like really fully landing, cleansing this area will help. So continue to connect to this earth energy, and just know that now that you've done it, it's going to just continue on automatic. So there's this loop of energy continuing through your legs, through your first chakra, and down your grounding cord. Let it be a little wider. Let it be a little fuller. Good. Let the light get a little brighter. Even if it's a dark color, let it get brighter, more luminous, more clear. Good, 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 good. So the last thing we're going to do is take you on a little journey. So I want you to just, with your eyes closed, I'd like you to just imagine now that you are transported to a scene, a place on the earth where you feel completely, incredibly supported, held, balanced, expanded, loved, where you feel complete safety and elation and trust and balance and peace. And just look around and notice what scene you're in. Notice the colors. Notice the plants or rocks or trees or the earth, the water. What do you see around you? The elements. Which elements are prominent in this scene? Great. Notice how you're feeling here. And then notice a plant. If you could just allow yourself to see one specific plant. It could be a tree, a flower, a bush, a shrub. It could be a sea plant, something in the water or a lake or something. It could be in the desert. But allow one plant to start to light up as if all of a sudden the sun's light shines directly on this plant, and it's as if it's being highlighted just for you. Notice the color. Notice the qualities. Notice everything about this plant. Ask yourself, what can this plant help me with? How do I feel around this plant? What becomes completely obvious to me around this plant? And breathe. Really take it in. If you could smell it, what would it smell like? Allowing yourself to bask in the color. How does that color make you feel? And how do the qualities of this plant speak to you? How do they make you feel? How about the scene all around the plant, the place where it's growing or living? And ask for any final message before we complete. Maybe the plant has a message for you. Ask it, what can this plant help you with? Ask it, what can you help me with? Why are you here? Why are you showing yourself to me? Trust whatever you get. Some of you are going to have more visual impressions or pictures come to mind. Some of you are going to hear a message like a voice in your head. Some of you are going to just know it. Some of you are going to get the answer later. Or you're not going to be sure, but just continue to trust and continue to be curious. So with your eyes continue to close, just allow yourself to release this scene as if you could put the whole scene in a bubble and send it off to the edge of the horizon in a poof, a burst of light. Sitting in the center of your head, if you can just imagine taking a seat behind your eyes, look up in the sky and imagine a big golden sun, like the sun in the sky, in your mind's eye. Allow that sun to become three times as big as your physical body and allow it to call your light and life force back. Any specific healing outcomes that you desire, as well as just calling your energy back from other people and places, future and past. Let the sun become brighter and brighter and brighter and more beautiful, radiant, and then allow it to pour through your head, from the crown of your head to the base of your spine, to the cells of your body, through your bloodstream and all the fluids in your body, your bones and tissues and muscles and the structure of your body, into all your internal organs and into your chakras and energetic channels and meridians, into the electromagnetic field around your body. So let the sun expand 3 feet in front of you, 3 feet behind you, 3 feet left and right, above and below. Sitting up tall, you can take your arms and breathe in as you reach your arms above your head. Imagine just touching the edge of that sun, taking your hands down and feeling the edge of the sun all around you as you shrug your shoulders and stretch and open your eyes. Look around the room, come back to your room. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for listening. If you're feeling inspired and ready for more, go to AnnaO'BrienLiving.com to get a free meditation to turn on your creativity, intuition, and freedom. Get a free mini reading on your questions in the monthly Empowered Living Psychic Lounge. Details are at AnnaO'BrienLiving.com/lounge. And meanwhile, if you enjoyed today's show, I'd love if you'd subscribe, rate, and review it. That helps others find it and supports me to keep sharing. Much love, shine your light, and I will see you next time.